Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. Let's see if the computer is working. Yay!
Good morning.
Hi, DC.
Hey, hear you. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone had a beautiful Valentine's Day yesterday. This is DC Love. I'm also known as the Magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm an empath. I'm a Reiki master as well as being a Reiki teacher. And as you well know, a radio show host, I'm also certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and as you know, every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Well, Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. When we connected, she threatened me. It's been a really crazy experience, but we've been together ever since. And the beautiful thing about my divine connection with Joan is she left this door open. And in doing so, others on the other side have walked through that door. It has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. It has also provided me with the ability to relate and to work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these beautiful changes that I can't imagine not having, I did have a work background that was in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love to serve and protect because I've come to know that love is what I am. But more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to. As well, it is the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, for the Magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a Freedom Empowerment Coach, a Divine Infinity Healer Practitioner, a Master Solution Technique Practitioner, a Conscious Channel, a Spiritual Energy Healer, a Speaker, and an Author. I help women of faith step into their power, purpose, and confidence. I use my connections to Divine Guidance to help them to gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems, so that they can move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And so I stand in unconditional love in all of my sessions, which makes it a place where no one is judged. And everyone has the freedom to be. You can learn more about me or DC by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll see Learn More button. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there that I have found helpful in my life, and it may just be what you are looking for, too. So now it is time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing I have, Barbara, I was guided to read this beautiful little prayer. It's entitled Beloved Archangel Michael, and it was written by Cathal Jean Filippo. Beloved Archangel Michael, bless me with a new sense of self-esteem, acknowledging my strengths and accepting my weaknesses. Help me to move out of my comfort zone and to step into my power now as I start to walk my talk and live my dreams. Help me to realize that I am a spark of the divine, and as such, I am perfect just as I am. When I strive to grow and change, I do so from a place of loving kindness and acceptance of self. Dear Archangel Shamuel, help me to truly love myself, realizing I need not change a thing. As I am, find the way I am, for all is well in my life. As I give my higher self the reign from this day forward, I am a beautiful soul with a special mission on earth. The more that I love my divine blueprint, the more I love myself and my life. And as I was reading the message from Archangel Michael, Archangel Michael came in, and he wanted to let everyone know that as you become increasingly sensitive to energy, you can also sense pure love just as readily as you can sense the low energy of the ego. So try to, you know, just try to resonate with that beautiful, pure love. And with that being said, you know, love is the topic of this month. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. And the angels of love came in because they heard so many people, you know, asking questions and putting prayers out there in the area of love. And there were so many questions. Will I ever marry? Is he or she the right one for me? Will I ever find my soulmate? Well, these beautiful angels ask each of you, you know, to take time out of your day, today, of course, and every day, and just to stop and smell the roses and to enjoy all the beauty that life has to offer. Stressful life circumstances can affect your relationships. Did you know that? Don't let it push love out of your life. Stress is not only hazardous to your health, it could also manifest physically, causing tension, wrinkles, and it can really bring down your energy. So don't let stress steal your joy. Choose to be loving. Choose to be happy. Start each day by affirming that you are lovable and you are loved. You are worthy of the love you are seeking. Love and approve of yourself. God loves you just the way you are. You were created through perfect love, and you are his handiwork. See yourself as a masterpiece that he created. And God is asking that you always remember how beautiful you are. He is saying, if you forget, beloveds, just ask me, and I will remind you. I made you in my image. I love you. Archangel Shamuel is coming in to help you to become more open to love in your life by expanding your heart chakra, and he's placing the flame of love within your heart, helping with all of your relationships. Call upon Shamuel if you are seeking your soulmate or you need strength in the area of love. Now we have Sophia, the Archangel of Love, stepping forward, and she's been the angel of love since time began. She is the most maternal of all the angels, and she helps to protect love amongst humans and celestial beings. She shares her wisdom, and she is a great listener, and she helps with forgiveness and reconciliation. Okay, now we have Handriel coming in. He's the angel assigned as a gatekeeper in heaven. He's here as well to remind you of your greatness and to live your life as an example of love. Archangel Ariel now joins us, and all these beautiful celestial beings, and she too is here to help in the area of love as well as relationships. She will help your relationships develop to a whole new level, and she assures you there's nothing too big for her to handle if you call upon her. Be ready for the amazing transformation that's going to take place. A beautiful angel with the most gentle energy also comes forward. Angel Athiel. And she's here now to help you revive the passion in your relationships, as she can help with fertility issues as well as helping those, you know, that wish to have more love in their life. And even those that are thinking about adopting. Archangel Raphael comes in as well, and he too is known as the Angel of Love. He is the patron saint of singles, and he's going to help you to go within and see what it is that you are truly searching for when it comes to love. He'll bring forth the healing that you need so that you're ready for the love that you so deserve. He helps you to become stronger through the power of divine love. And Archangel Michael, of course, is with us, and he steps forward, and he's so happy to be here. He's holding up his mighty sword, letting you know that he will be cutting cords, clearing away any old energy and beliefs that you have related to love. Archangel Raguel is joining us as well, this beautiful divine team, and is available to help with relationships, bringing about fairness and harmony, as well as loving communication. Archangel Jophiel joins us, and she's so happy to be present. Her name means divine beauty. She's here to help you to see through the eyes of love, seeing how beautiful you truly are, beloveds inside and out. And, of course, we can't forget Cupid. He's with us, and he's armed with his bow and his arrows. And today, of course, was Valentine's Day. But all these angels are still with us, and they're going to help in the area of love. Okay? And Cupid, as well, is saying, I want to help you to attract the love that you desire. This beautiful cherub-winged angel is ready to aim those beautiful arrows in the direction of your beloveds. Allow this little, Allow this little God of desire to come in and help you today. He wants to help you to see love through your heart. And they all want to remind you to have faith, hope, and love. And remember, you know, the greatest of all these is, of course, love. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Thank you, DC.
Thank you.
Well, we're certainly getting our share of love today. Okay, here is what Jesus wants to say to us. My beloveds, we want you to know that the love that you seek in your life, you are. It all starts with you, everything, including the love. The more you open your heart and are loving to yourself, it doesn't have to be loving someone else. We know that so many of you are taught that you have to love someone else in order to experience love. But the truth is, you have to love yourself in order to experience love. Because if you don't love yourself, then you don't invite love from others into your life. Instead, you invite in people who are going to control you or manipulate you or hurt you or make you afraid because you are not in the energy of love. So it is important for you to love you. It is important for you to always love you, to love yourself first and foremost, to see the beauty within you, to see the good in your own heart, to see that you have value. And when you come from that love of yourself, it means you have so much more love to share, so much more love to give to others, and you are open to receiving love. So while it is that day when people are out there looking for someone to love them, we ask that you actually dedicate this month to loving yourself, to open up to the love that you already are, to experience that love in your life, in every moment, in everything that you do, to allow yourself to be filled with the love of you, going to change your life in ways that you have not expected. We think you will be quite happy and pleased and fulfilled with the love that you have for yourself. And no, we are not telling you not to love anybody else. We are telling you just to include yourself in that love. It just makes everything so much better. So if you would like some help with opening your heart to loving yourself, then just say yes. The angels will hear you, and they will come, and they will help you. And you may feel warmth in your heart chakra, and that's just them opening you up more, bringing in that love for you. And they do this because they love you. You are loved. You deserve love. Love is you. We love you. Okay. Whew, that's what he wanted to
share. Thank goodness. What loving messages, Barbara. Wow.
I know.
Awesome.
Oh, this love.
And you know what? Ginger's coming in and she's saying, Auntie Barbara, what did you do yesterday for you?
What did I do yesterday for me?
Yes, yesterday was Valentine's Day, and she's just wondering for that beautiful, beautiful woman that brings so much to so many. And that's the truth.
I actually took it easy yesterday. I had a whole list of things I was going to do, and I looked at the list, and I decided not to do most of them.
That's
and
it
I did
took
things
time for you.
For me. Yes,
beautiful.
I did.
Awesome. But you know what, my husband and I, we thought about our 6 grandkids, and we made sure that each of them knew how much they were loved. So, I mean, it was a beautiful day. We connected with some of them personally, and then others, we sent things to them. So they each knew, you know, how much they were loved, because self-love is so important. But reaching out to those you love and always keeping that connection, you've got to really, you know, remember the people that you love in your life and just make that little effort to, you know, to know that relationship is always going to be there. So we did, you know, connect with our 6 grandkids yesterday.
Wonderful.
Which was beautiful. And I have my little cherub angel, Jackson, here. He's with me. He's watching cartoons. So he's a little bit quiet right now, thank goodness.
And he always reminds you of love.
Oh, my God. He does. He just wants to cuddle and give you kisses. And, you know, he's just the most beautiful little guy. And he will be 2 this month. Actually, not for another 3 years, but he's a leap baby. But we're going to celebrate his birthday, you know, towards the end of the month.
So he's always going to be 4 years younger than people his age.
Yes, a woman's dream. My goodness, I wish I were a leap baby.
So he can live 4 times longer. That's great.
Yeah, and speaking of longer, he's got the most amazing eyelashes. They are so long, Barbara. Another thing that women would die for. He has these beautiful, beautiful eyelashes.
That's wonderful.
It is. It truly is.
We've come to the time in the show where we will take questions from callers. So you can call in at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And don't forget to press the number 1 so that it puts that little symbol on my switchboard so that I know that you're there. And right now I can't see the chat room, but I'm working on getting it back.
Oh, my goodness.
I love computers. Okay, we are going to go to our caller from area code 415. Hold on, I'm trying to get a different computer to work.
There we go.
Hi.
Hey, ladies. Jessica. Hi.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Oh, Jessica.
I'm good. Good. Lots of love messages there. I'm not calling about love, though. So I'm going to put you guys on the spot. I have a quick question for you guys as far as, like, personally. And then I'm going to ask a question related to it of spirit, okay? So this question is just for you two, the human you guys. Have you ever had the experience that you would say, I need to or I want to manifest like $5,000 or $10,000 by such and such date and that it's like worked exactly like that?
Okay, yes. It worked within
you
a couple hours. Yeah, it was within a couple hours. I mean, I felt like I was like, I wasn't even here in the, like in the physical, on the physical earth when I did it. I put that power of intention out there so, like really from the, you know, the bottom of my heart and soul, and I just sent it out to the universe, and within a few hours, yes.
Wow, okay. And Barbara?
I've never done an amount that large, but smaller amounts I've simply said, okay, I need this and I need it now, and I turn around and there it is. So, yeah.
Okay, good. So I called the right people about this one. So I've been hearing stories like this for years that, you know, whatever, people needed a certain amount and they got it. Now, this is not like a victim or a poor me story, but I haven't been able to do that. And I would like to know how to do that. Like, I have been provided for in different ways. Like, you know, like I'm guided to like, I'll put it on a credit card or like take money. Like I took money out of like my IRA account many years ago, or like, I'll just have money in savings, but I want to actually like manifest that money, like the specific amount. So I'm curious on like, how can I do that?
Okay. I've done that like in certain areas of my life, and I just put that power of intention out there, and I was just like putting it out there like, universe, listen to me, please. And I would put it out there, and it happens like even when I was younger, you know, and all of a sudden I come back into the zone of being on the earth and thinking, oh my gosh, you know. So I, for some reason, it feels like I'm not here when I do that. I just put that intention and I'm gone somewhere. And it did, you know, it did happen for me. It happened, like you said, several times.
Okay.
I just I mean,
are
I had a picking up when I did it. It was and everything. But I'm getting for you, you were saying, you know, there were a lot of love messages today. I'm getting you need a little bit more self-love. But I'm showing
okay.
because I'm getting that you're sort of you're holding on to something now. It's a little bit unhealthy, maybe unhealthy. Unhealthy patterns that you have. Okay, and the angels are saying, do not downplay your own needs, Jessica. Okay. Okay. Do you sometimes like you know you've changed since we've known you, and stuff. And I'm getting, do you sort of like back away from conflict a little bit?
Well, now I do more because I just observe it and I say, eh, like I see what the issue is with the person or what they're operating out of, what their thought is, and I just let it be because it's not worth the energy. So I would say
right.
yes, like, yeah. When I feel guided to say something, I will, but a lot more times these days,
okay.
I don't.
Because I'm getting, you know, you did have your share, honey, of emotional trauma that was in your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Each of us have our own story in regard to emotional trauma. We truly do, you know. It might have been, you know, someone's words that we held on to, maybe their actions, you know. And I'm still getting, you know, like you need to heal, like on a couple different levels here. Like there's, you know, a lot of self-love that is still needed on your part. And it's going to, you know, when you reach in and, you know, you get that self-love and everything, I see you, like, healed and as a whole person, okay.
So are they
saying,
two questions with that, because are they saying that I should not be doing what I'm doing as far as when, you know, conflict related, like should I not be doing my new method? Like I don't want to be suppressing it. And then the other thing is like part of the self-care is like to manifest X amount of dollars or whatever, because so I don't know.
You're doing a great job, Jess. You are doing a great
okay.
job. You're going to be really satisfied with this new method. It's going to bring you a lot of happiness. It's going to bring you emotional security. It's going to bring you the, you know, the financial freedom that you do want.
Okay.
You've got to believe, like, you're talking to us on the phone or when you're on with a client, you're always protected wherever you are. So you've got to see that. And I'm still getting, there's something that you've got to be honest with yourself, hon. Okay, there's a truth that you're, like, denying yourself is what I'm getting. Mother Mary is coming in, and, you know, when we like, put our whole self out there, like, you say, like, you know, you do the video sessions, like, with your clients. And, of course, you know, them seeing you, you seeing them, you do feel a little bit more vulnerable, correct?
Yeah. Which I have, like, that's
right.
the thing. I'm, like, I'm starting that up. Like, that's what I've been every day. It's, like, bring me clients and bring me money because I haven't stepped into that. Even the guy that I was, like, oh, I'm going to give the free session. He didn't contact me.
You know, clients and money. Are you giving and are you receiving, like, equally? Because sometimes when people ask that, there's not a balance between giving and receiving. You've got to have that perfect balance.
Okay.
So I'm getting, you know, like the giving and the receiving. You know, even if someone says something nice, thank you, that's you're receiving a compliment. But I'm getting that, you know, you sort of have to make sure, like, the giving and the receiving is a little bit more balanced is what I'm getting, okay?
Am I receiving too much or am I giving too much? I don't know
that's
what I'm
you're
doing.
Have to
okay.
Angels aren't going to give you all the answers, you know?
Why not?
And there won't be lessons to learn, huh? We all have our lessons to learn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keep that beautiful, you know, amazing energy within your heart. And just know that all of this is going to come to be. It's going to be fine. You've got to just have faith, okay? And you've got to trust that, you know, like, you know, God has a bigger plan and you were meant to do what you do. You've got it. You've got it within you. So you truly have that beautiful magnetic personality. And just by you talking, like, people listen to you as you're talking with us. They love to hear what you have to say. You're giving them lessons as well. You're helping them, Jess, okay?
Okay.
But I'm getting, like I said, like, there's healing to be done. You've got to be honest with yourself, okay? So in saying that, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, okay? There's a little bit of work to be done on your end.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Barbara, can you work your magic?
Well, let's see. One of the things that I'm hearing, Jessica, is that, okay, there are so many beliefs that we have that we don't realize that we have, and you know that because you've been dealing with deep beliefs coming up and letting go of the beliefs and all of that kind of stuff. When it comes to money, most people have huge numbers of beliefs, beliefs that they have no idea that they have. Money is one of those issues that has been transforming in my life for a number of years. And, you know, lately they've guided me to the deprogramming your mind work that I do, the group calls, and we've done some all over money. And I've also looked within me to see what, there's something that happened in my childhood that made me think that I was not supposed to have money, that I was not good enough to have money. And it had to do with me and my parents. And I found that incident, or whatever you want to call it, and I released that. And it had a tremendous effect on how I felt about myself and how I felt about money. And so now when I think about money, instead of thinking, oh, my gosh, I don't have enough, I need more or anything like that, what comes out is I am so blessed. I have everything I need when I need it, and I do. It's not an issue because I've let go of everything. Well, not everything. There's still a little bit of stuff there, but I've let go of so much of this stuff that used to hold me back when it came to money. So you may want to look in yourself and see what happened when you were a kid, what your parents did or said, something that really stands out for you, connected with you receiving. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I have done a lot of work around money over the last years also, for a lot of years. And I have become slightly obsessed with it again recently, just watching a lot of stuff online, doing a lot of clearings and things like that, and really getting excited for it, feeling more powerful, just in general about like putting myself out there again, doing my work in the world. And I had this realization, it was just yesterday, that I was like, I have sort of been poo-pooing my creations for years, and I knew that that was an effect of my parents never sort of being satisfied with whatever I did. And I realized yesterday, which was a big realization, I said, you know what, all of the creations that I put out there that I was very passionate about, they all came out very easy, like these events and whatever I used to do, I always made a lot of money off of them, like, and in a short amount of time, like thousands of dollars, like really quickly, like people were really interested in it. And I said, you know, that's what the difference with, so like I said, that's actually, you know, a big shift of my world because I was feeling bad about it for so many years. And then I said, you know, I realized that the reason why I guess that money didn't sustain was because I got bored. You know, I tried to do like what my father, I guess, guided me to do was to, you know, and I guess what other people would say is like, just keep repeating, you know, rinse and repeat. But that doesn't really work for me because when I get bored, you could forget it. Like I'm, my heart and soul's not in it. The passion's not there. And then the money's not there. So I said, okay, that's really good to know, like going forward, like what a great realization. And I've always been provided for, the money's always there. And that helped me sort of reorganize like on me generating money because that's what I'm focused on right now, that me generating money, not like always just, you know, I used to always have just in my bank account and, you know, my parents like set me up really nice, but I want to personally be generating every day. Like I want to be having, I want to have like loads of money come in every day. I just think it's really fun and exciting. So I I mean, DC's talking about, like, my needs, being honest with myself, and, like, that's one of my needs, and I am being honest with it. Like, I want to, I'm really excited about doing my work, and every day it becomes more and more of, like, a reality of me, of the doors being open and me being in business again. So, I don't know. I feel like I'm sort of, like, rambling. I don't know where I went on that sort of discussion, but, like, that's just... Those are my thoughts.
Okay, well,
I guess I'll look at the receiving thing.
Yeah, there is still something there having to do with your parents. Let's see. Jesus wants to talk about it. He wants me to do clearing work on it. What do you want to do? Okay, so I'm just going to do an infinity healing on what it is that's popping into my mind right now. So here we go.
Okay.
So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the emotional charge that is connected with you, your parents, and money? The charge that is, I'm seeing that there's actually three or four different areas. One has to do with them always providing for you, always taking care of you. And there's a part of you that says you don't need to make money because they will always take care of you. Even though you're an adult and it's now your job to take care of yourself, that part of you believes that they should be taking care of you. So this divine infinity healing is going in and releasing the emotional connections to that particular part. And there's a part of you that says that you are not supposed to be successful, consistently successful. It's okay for you to do something every now and then and shine really bright and get lots of, oh, you're wonderful, aren't you, smart little girl. But you are not allowed to consistently create what you actually want to create in your life. And again, this is tied up with something with your parents. And so the divine infinity healing energy is going in also for that belief and releasing the, all of those ties, all of the emotional connections in there. There's also something connected with your ancestors that has to do with money. They're not telling me exactly what it is, but they're working on that too. They've got little scrub brushes and they're scrubbing into your brain. Okay. I'm sorry, they show me these pictures and they just make me laugh sometimes. So this divine infinity healing is now looking at your belief about yourself and about money and about your parents. And looking at the limitations that have been placed there because of the expectations of your parents or of you or your ancestors, whoever's expectations they were. And those are actually, they're getting in the way. And they've been getting in the way for a long time. Sometimes you actually move a little above them and they're not in the way as much, but they're still holding you back. So all of those ties are being cut, released, removed, so that you can be the one responsible for making money in your own life, for having permission to make as much money as you want to make, to be as wealthy as you choose to be, and to know that you are allowed to have money. It's okay for you to have money. And if you are willing to accept this change in your life, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay. And now Jesus has a message for you, and here it is. My beloved, money is such an issue for so many people. There are so many beliefs that you have been taught in your society, in your family, in your media about money, about the scarcity of money, about the difficulty of money, about needing to deserve money, about money is only saved for certain people who have proven that they are good enough to have it, or it's only passed down through certain families. There's all these restrictions around money, and we want everyone to let that go. And so we are sending a host of angels to each and every one of you who is willing to start letting go of those blocks around money. All you have to do is say yes, and they are there for you. Because this is a time when the abundance of life is coming to the forefront. And you cannot see the abundance in every area of life, and that does include money, if you are stuck in the belief that there isn't enough. It's time to move beyond those beliefs in every way. And these angels are going to help you with that because you don't need to hold yourself back anymore. You never need to do without. You always will have more than enough. And that is simply because you are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Thank you. And Barbara, thank you for the message and the healing.
And Barbara, what I was getting giving her that message was Akashic Records. Jessica was an orphan in a past lifetime. So a little bit of the fear around money comes from that lifetime of being an orphan.
Interesting. I'm a little bit of an orphan this lifetime, too.
What you saying, girlfriend, just, you know, you just got to believe. You got to believe in divine timing is what she's telling you, hon. You know, your higher self knows exactly, you know, when all of this is going to fall together. Okay, so leave it up to your higher self, you know. And that higher self, Jessica, is filled with love. It's filled with power. And it knows, you know, the divine right timing is coming to you, hon, okay?
Yeah. You know, you share a lot of messages like that lately for me, and I like them. I remember when you first said it to me a couple of weeks ago, something about divine timing or letting my soul path take over or something. I was a little confused by it, but I really appreciate that. Like, I know that that's true. Like, you know, I'm in a really good place in my life that I understand from a spiritual perspective. I understand on how all these things always sort out. I understand that I always get the answers that I mean, things are really good. I'm not complaining. Like, I was a little hesitant about calling you guys because I'm not complaining. I just am always so eager to, like, I'm just really having fun. Like, I things have sort of cemented or materialized on a different level energy-wise with my business, and I just feel so excited about, like, my business and about life. Like, every day I wake up and I'm like, what choices do I want to make today with my life? Like, I'm at a point that I'm, like, actively creating my life, and I think I could still step it up, but it's, like, it's very exciting. Like, I wake up very excited, and all throughout the day I'm consistently excited because I'm like, okay, what choice do I want to make now? And So,
we're in February, and March is right around the corner. March, of course, is spring, and my birthday is the first day of spring, March 20th. You're going to fly. I feel like everything is going to blossom for you in springtime.
Okay. You know, and somebody told me, like, February was it, too. Like, those things sort of stick. Like, they kind of mess with your mind sometimes. Like, they stick
February
in your head, and you're
like... You're planting those seeds. You're preparing for that beautiful new season that's ahead of you, you know? So spring and then spring and, like, I see spring and fall are going to be really, really, you know, filled with this amazing energy, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Planting those seeds, so you always have something growing.
Yeah, I mean, thank you very much. I mean, some really cool things have been happening. 2 weeks ago, I was gifted 2 pregnancy books, which I think, DC, you have been on the phone. I know it's been just Barbara a couple of times, and I've been talking about how I want to have a baby. So I thought that was really cool, that just, like, out of nowhere I got these books. And then, like, a week later, was it yesterday, 2 days ago, I was walking my dog, and I've been asking the universe for a while. It's like, I want to have more fun in my life. Like, what's fun for me these days and blah, blah, blah. And I sort of like rounded the corner, and there was this drum from Jamaica. You know how they play those like Congo, whatever. And there was just a drum sitting there, and I was like, okay, thank you. So like every week, it's like spirit keeps giving me these like presents. So I was so funny because I was walking around the rest of the block, hitting the drum, making up songs, singing, because that's what I used to always, like, I love doing that. Like, I come up with random songs, but I just kept on laughing at the, like, judgments I was having about myself or, like, what my parents would think or, like, neighbors on how, like, you kind of see this weirdo walking around hitting the drum, singing while she's walking her dog. It was just so much fun.
Well, that's awesome. But, you know what? Yeah, you're doing
it's so great.
Joy. You know what? You're connecting with joy. It's filling you with happiness, and you're connecting it with everything that you love, Jess. You know, that's beautiful. And I'll
it
tell
is,
you, like people watch, like if there was a group of people, they'd probably be walking behind you. You know, because it's almost like it's like infectious. It's just like, look at that girl. She's so happy. I want to be like her. And they, you know, I see a line forming behind you. They're following you. You know.
That's a funny visual. Yeah, it's just so fun, and it's like also so fun, like in my business too, because I'm doing it completely different. Every single thing that I'm doing, I'm trying not to form conclusions. I'm like catching myself, but I'm just asking questions to spirit all the time. How would you like me to do this program? How many people should I have in it? What would be fun for me to do it? Like all these new. It's hard to explain, but it's just like a totally different experience, and it's so much fun. So I'm loving every bit of it. I really am. So I just wanted to share it with you guys because you guys have been helping me along the way, and I really appreciate it. It's like so helpful to have like a support system to just help you and like witness and acknowledge and like it's. I'm so grateful. So thank you. Thank you a million times and beyond.
You know what? Sharing all these lessons that you've learned because you've grown with us through the shows, Jess, you know?
Yeah,
you've been,
for sure.
You've grown with us. And some people, like, they wouldn't face their fears, but you hit them head on and you're facing them and you're learning the lessons and you're getting, you know, you're stepping into your authentic, you know, self, your authentic shoes. Ginger showed me she's putting those authentic shoes on and you're going to serve your higher purpose, you know?
It's so great.
So that's awesome.
It's the best feeling
ever.
It's the best feeling ever. It's like intoxicating. Like it's, I've never done, I've never been into drugs, but like I would think that it's better than drugs or maybe the same. I don't know. It's great. Okay. Thank you. That's it for me. But I just wanted to like share a lot of gratitude and excitement. So there you go. Thank you.
Well, wonderful. Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'll speak to you later. I'll keep listening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
That was truly awesome, Barbara.
Yes, it was. We are moving to the caller from area code 111-111-1111. Hi, who's
this? Oh, this is a gong show.
How are you?
I'm great, and happy.
Well, good. Did you get another gentleman approaching you at the gym?
No, not yet.
Okay. So what can we do for you today, dear?
So a particular company, I have been looking for a job, and a particular company in, like, Singapore seems to be interested, but then like they haven't been communicating yet. So I was wondering whether I should start applying elsewhere or just wait for it.
Okay, let's see what DC is getting first.
Yes, Barbara, I didn't get her name.
Akanksha.
Okay, thank you so very much. Okay. Akanksha, in regard to your question, I'm not getting a yes or not getting a no. There's a lot of fear within you, and you're limiting, you know, you're limiting yourself, and you've got to watch that, okay? You know, when you, you know, when you have a situation like that, think about only what you're wanting and not, you know, not about other things. Don't bring any negative thinking into the situation, okay?
Yes.
And, you know, keep that, you know, passion that you have. Keep it in your heart and bring that forward with confidence. And I'm getting, you know, all of this is going to be resolved very shortly, okay? And
yes.
you should, you know, like you have such beautiful inner strength and everything that will help with the job. And you've got to, you know, you've got to let people know that. All these beautiful qualities that you bring to a job, okay?
Yes.
I'm getting, just relax. You know, I'm getting, you're going to, you know, everything is going to work out for you, hon, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so don't be, like, don't be afraid.
So and I should not apply to other places.
Okay, I didn't get a yes and I didn't get a no because you're in a place of fear. I am getting something new is coming for you, okay? And what you're desiring is close at hand. And you, just like the last caller, you planted those seeds and you're going to see them, you're going to see them grow. But the angels are saying, you know, Agangsha, that your emotions are going to tell you everything that you need to know. You've got to listen. Ask yourself a question, you know, and let it sit there in your abdomen, in your stomach area. And if it's like, if it's nice and warm and fuzzy, then the answer is yes. But if it isn't, then the answer is no. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting, you know, expect money, expect prosperity, okay, through your beautiful
yes.
financial creativity. And the more that you love and approve of yourself, the better your life is going to become, okay?
Yes.
So I'm getting, is this job like part-time or is it full-time?
This is full-time.
Okay. Because I'm getting money is going to come your way. Does it involve a contract? I see you signing on a, like on a line there. Is there a contract?
Yes.
Okay, because I do see you signing a contract, okay?
Yes.
So just, you know, just okay. You've got to have faith in yourself, okay? Yeah, I'm getting contract,
yes.
commitment, you know, and everything is going to, you know, turn out in your favor, hon, okay? Just, you know, stay in that attitude of gratitude. And that, you know, helps us to really stay positive. And when we do stay positive,
mm-hmm.
it's sort of like we have a magnet in our hand, and you're putting it up, and you're drawing prosperity from the universe, hon, okay? That's what I have for you. God bless
yes.
you, and I'm going to turn it over to Barbara, honey.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say to you right now. My beloved one, we want you to understand that everything that is happening in your life is about you becoming who you truly are. So we want you to dedicate your time and your effort to what feels best for you. So if applying for other jobs is something that calls to you, then by all means do it. But if it's something that does not call to you, then don't waste your time. We want you to do what is going to make you the person that you are becoming. So spend your time doing things that help you to grow. We want you to give yourself permission to love and accept yourself exactly as you are. Because you have been taught all of your life that you are supposed to do this, or you aren't supposed to do this, or you're supposed to be exactly what other people think you should be. And that is all being released now. You are working to let all of that go, and that is absolutely wonderful. And please continue that work, because it is bringing
yes.
you into your own heart, into your own truth. And as you do that, as you open up to loving and accepting yourself, it becomes easier to love and accept others, no matter what their opinions are, no matter what they say to you, no matter what they do to you, because the love never ends. Love is not based on conditions. It is not based on behaviors. It is eternal. And you are beginning to wake up to that truth. And that is why your life is changing. So make sure that everything that you do, you are doing from love. And if it is not coming from love, you don't need to do it, no matter what anybody else says. You are living from your heart. Trust your heart. It will always guide you to what is for your highest good. You are moving away from letting other people, the outside world, your family, be the greatest influence in your life. You are moving into understanding that you have the power within you to make the right decisions in every moment. This is part of your growth. Embrace it. Accept it. And live it. And see how your life changes. Open up more and more to the love within you. There's nothing more powerful than you are. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Yes. That is helpful. I was thinking of...
Go ahead. You were thinking of...
Yes, I was thinking of not applying elsewhere, and then the message also makes a lot of sense to me. Yes.
Yeah, you're getting out of that habit of doing things just because someone told you that that's what you're supposed to do. And you're opening up to doing what is right for you, because you know what is right for you. You've always known. You haven't always let yourself acknowledge that you know, but that's changing too. So, yeah, trust your heart. It's always going to lead you to what's best. Always. There's no exception to that. You can always trust your heart. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful.
Okay, great. Thank you. That
you
has
are
been
welcome.
Helpful, yes.
Thanks for calling, and have a great night. I know it's, it's night there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now let me go and look at the chat room and see if there's anything there. No, I don't see anything. Okay, well, do you see? It looks like we might end early, but first I have to ask, are you getting any messages that you want to share before we end the show?
Yeah, Barbara, I'm not getting anything else. I think that was, what I had for today, and it was a beautiful show, and I personally am filled with my dose of vitamin G. So I am filled.
Good. Lots and lots of love in there.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I'm going to cuddle with my little Jackson. He's sitting on the recliner watching his cartoons, and he's looking over. Say, hi, Auntie Barbara. Hi. He's looking at, he hears every word you're saying, and he's smiling, Barbara. Yeah, that's Auntie Barbara.
Jackson.
Yeah. We send you our love, Barbara, and thank you again for sharing your energy with us.
My pleasure. And we will be back next Tuesday, so you guys can connect with us again. And I will be on Good Answers to Life's Questions tomorrow, so you can connect with me tomorrow if you want to. And DC, you're more than welcome to join me if you have that opportunity.
Yes, if I have the opportunity, I would be so, oh my gosh. I'm so filled with love and, with all the beautiful people that call and connect. So I'm going to try to be there, Barbara.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Well, we hope everyone has a beautiful, beautiful day, and that you do something to show yourself that you love you, because you are the most important person in your life. All right. That's our show for today. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.